Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 48 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Jonathan Burton.
Because we all have the same vision, that we all want best for the people in this community.
The City of Moorhead is considering a new marketing campaign.
The Community Recycling Center is looking for a new director.
Governor-elect Andy Beshear has named his full transition team.
The University of Kentucky's Appalachian Center is hosting events to raise awareness about local water issues.
Ashland police are looking for a suspect in a weekend burglary and shooting.
In sports, Moorhead's women's basketball team grabbed their first win of the season.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 35. We'll have a look at your region's extended forecast after this news.
The City of Moorhead is in the initial planning stages of creating a new marketing campaign. The joint city and county tourism venture sparked the idea of making the community more well-known to the outside world. Mayor of Moorhead, Laura White Brown, says she hopes people will use the idea in the same way that they say things like Kentucky proud and unbridled spirit.
Just something that when you hear that, you recognize that it's Kentucky as a whole. So is there something that we can do to let people recognize Moorhead and Round County as a whole? And so this was kind of the initial conversation to see if everyone would be open to further discussions like this. And also the importance of, while we want to do community branding, we also don't want individual organizations or groups to lose their identity.
Brown says the marketing and rebranding project is in the very early stages, and she hopes more organizations will be interested in taking a seat at the table.
The Community Recycling Center in Moorhead is looking for a new director. Colin Alexander, who has served in the position for the last 3.5 years, announced his resignation on Friday via Facebook. Chris Merritt is the chair of the Recycling Center's advisory board. He says the group is already looking at new applicants.
After the Thanksgiving holiday, we'll have a few candidates. During this two-week period, if anybody knows Matt that works at the Recycling Center, he's the assistant manager there. He's going to be running the day-to-day operations, while Colin will be, he has actually moved on to another position elsewhere.
Merritt says he doesn't anticipate the search will impact the center and encourages residents to bring in as much recycling as they can.
Tuesday will be the next monthly meeting for the Breast Cancer Support Group at Our Lady of Bellefonte Hospital. The group meets on the third Tuesday of every month in the large conference room on the first floor of the Bellefonte Pavilion. Kevin Compton is the manager of public relations and communications at OLBH. He says the meeting is a great resource.
If you've been affected by breast cancer in any way, either as a patient or as a family member, and aren't participating currently in the OLBH Breast Cancer Support Group, this would be a great one to come to, would be a good one to start with to get to know some of the others in the group in a more social setting and hopefully become a regular attendee and help provide support for others.
The group meets at noon on Tuesday. To RSVP, call 606-833-3253.
The University of Kentucky's Appalachian Center is hosting a student-led series of events designed to bring awareness to water issues in eastern Kentucky and beyond. The events run through Thursday and will focus on ecology, infrastructure, and bottled water, and highlight organizations working on water-related issues. The Appalachian Center is based in the university's College of Arts and Sciences. Among the events include a Tuesday screening of the film Water Stories, Martin County, followed by a panel discussion in the William T. Young Library, UK Athletics Auditorium. The speakers will include water activists and Martin County residents Nina and Mickey McCoy. Other speakers will include Ricky Draper, a community engagement coordinator, and Madison Mooney, a master's student in the UK College of Social Work.
The Governor's School for Entrepreneurs in Kentucky has begun taking application for next year's program, focusing on product innovation and business model design. A statement from the Education and Workforce Development Cabinet says the three-week summer program at Northern Kentucky University will accept 72 students who are currently in the 9th, 10th, and 11th grade. Applications are due in January, and selections will be announced in April. Students will work in teams to develop a business model, design a prototype, and pitch ideas to judges. Governor's School for Entrepreneurs Chairman Coleman Karleski calls the program a unique, life-changing opportunity to learn how to start a business. Officials say students who attend can earn high school class credit, scholarships to Kentucky colleges and universities, and access to tools to become an entrepreneur.
Temperatures are beginning to drop below freezing, and officials say it is important to prepare vehicles for winter weather. Checking the tires is important when road conditions get bad, as cold temperatures can cause tire pressure to drop. Dwayne Eversole, a mechanic at Bailey's Tire Service, tells WYMT if drivers have the correct amount of air pressure, traction will be a lot more optimal.
The biggest three main things I would worry about is checking your tires, checking the air pressure, checking your coolant levels, wiper blades.
Eversole says the lower the air pressure is, the higher the risk of losing control of the vehicle.
The death penalty is being considered as a less viable option for justice in the United States. The Death Penalty Information Center states executions have declined by 75%, while death sentences have dropped by 85%. The Kentucky Supreme Court heard case arguments to raise the death penalty eligibility age to 21 this year. States in the South continue to use the penalty, with three people executed in Kentucky since 1976. Executive Director of the DPIU, Robert Dunham, says this year will have the least amount of death sentences nationwide.
And as more and more states move away from the death penalty and juries return it less and less, we are reaching a point in which we are going to have fewer death sentences this year than in any year since the death penalty came back in the 1970s. When we're looking at where executions are still taking place, it is almost exclusively in the southern states.
Currently, 29 states continue to use the death penalty, as does the United States government and military.
Governor-elect Andy Beshear unveiled his more than 150-member transition team Friday. Former Lexington Mayor Jim Gray has been named one of six honorary inauguration co-chairs. Kentucky educators will serve as the grand marshals of the inaugural parade. Beshear stressed the diversity of his team and once again sought to deliver on his promise to immediately set a new tone in Frankfort.
This group is diverse in gender, race, faith, political party, and sexual orientation. Because in this administration, everyone counts and absolutely everybody matters.
Some familiar names on the list include former Lieutenant Governor Crit Lew Allen, who is co-chairing the executive branch cabinet team, Louisville Senator Dan Seum, a Republican critical of outgoing Governor Matt Bevin, is set to serve on Beshear's energy and environment cabinet team. The lawmaker applauded the incoming governor for being willing to reach across the aisle in the early days of his administration. Lexington Democratic Senator Reggie Thomas has been tapped to work on Beshear's justice and public safety cabinet transition.
We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Radio Eye, Kentucky's statewide daily reading service for the blind and visually impaired. Radio Eye's reading service offers newspapers, magazines, health materials, and grocery ads for independent living to people who are blind, visually impaired, or any disability that makes reading difficult or impossible. Radios are available to qualified applicants. More information is available by calling 859-422-6390 or online at radioeye.org.
The Ashland Police Department has identified the victim from a shooting that happened yesterday night. WMKY's Zoe Hall has the story.
The Ashland Police Department received a call about a man who had run to a next-door neighbor's house with gunshot wounds. Police reports obtained by the Daily Independent indicate that someone forcibly entered the home of 38-year-old Eddie Smith with a handgun. Police reports indicate the crime is a first-degree burglary. Smith suffered multiple bullet wounds and was flown to Cabell Huntington Hospital. His current condition is unknown. Police do not currently have a suspect, however, they think he took off on foot after the crime occurred. For WMKY News, I'm Zoe Hall.
Officials from Kentucky State Police said a body was found in Perry County on Sunday. According to WYMT, the remains were found close to 1:40 p.m. They were discovered off Chimney Rock Road in the Wabaco area of Perry County. Investigators say the cause of death is currently unknown.
The mother of a missing teen from Lincoln County confirms that her daughter was found safe. Summer Denny was reported missing early in November. Her mother, Andrea Mattingly, confirms that Summer is now back at home. The Lincoln County Sheriff says she was found within the state, or rather the county. Loved ones tell WKYT that as days went by without any word from Summer, they grew concerned for her safety, but are relieved now that she has been found.
Two men burglarized a church in Laurel County over the weekend. WYMT reports deputies arrested 54-year-old Leonard Jones and 51-year-old Vernon Wilson on Saturday. Surveillance footage led deputies to the suspects. Deputies say the duo burglarized Hazel Patch Church and caused more than $1,000 in damage to the doors. Jones is charged with burglary, criminal mischief, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Wilson is charged with burglary and criminal mischief. Both men are lodged in the Laurel County Correctional Center.
A McGoffin County woman is behind bars after trying to flee from police. Mountaintop News reports 43-year-old Teresa Salyer of Salyersville was at the Justice Center when she was spotted by a court security officer. Salyer had an outstanding warrant, and when the court officer attempted to serve her, she took off towards her vehicle, attempting to get away. A fight ensued between Salyer and the court officer as a McGoffin County Sheriff deputy arrived. The officers pulled Salyer out of the vehicle after she attempted to start it. Authorities say that she would not put her hands behind her back, and a stun gun was used twice on her. Officers stated in the citation that Salyer had put pills in her mouth and ate them. Salyer was taken into custody and transported to the Big Sandy Regional Detention Center. She's charged with fleeing or evading police, disorderly conduct, menacing, and resisting arrest.
The teen accused of a deadly mass shooting in Marshall County was back in court last week. WMKY's Wyatt Melton has more.
16-year-old Gabriel Parker is facing two counts of murder and 14 different counts of assault. The focus of Friday's status hearing was jury selection and trial scheduling. Parker has been scheduled to go on trial next summer. According to the Commonwealth's attorney, the goal is to finish the trial by the end of June. Another status hearing has been scheduled for February 14th of 2020. No other details have been released at this time. For WMKY News, I'm Wyatt Melton reporting.
Taking a look at your weather's extended forecast. This afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high near 47. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 35. Tuesday, a 20% chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a high near 47. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 36. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 56. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 38. Thursday, a 50% chance of rain, cloudy with a high near 64.
Taking a look at temperatures around our region, it's 47 degrees in Grayson, Ashland, Lexington, Winchester, and Mount Sterling, 49 degrees over in Inez, and here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University, it's 48 degrees. On our feature segment today, we bring you Our Island Universe.
What's Kentucky's biggest export? Go ahead, think about it.
I'm Chanel Varani, director of the Star Theater at Morehead State University's Space Science Center and host of Our Island Universe. The Kentucky Derby is an icon in sports, so maybe you think the answer has something to do with horses. Nope. Okay, bourbon's a big deal to the state, so surely that's it. Nope. Maybe it's old 20th century commodities like coal or tobacco. That would be no and no, too. Give up? It's aerospace and aviation. Annually, aerospace and its related industries is now estimated to be worth more than $14 billion a year to the Commonwealth. Now, I know that's a big number. It's astronomically big. And sometimes it can be hard to get a sense of just how large something is. So let's put aerospace in a context that conveys just how big an industry it is to our state. Every year, the NCAA's March Madness basketball tournament is a big deal to many of us. In 2018, the NCAA crossed the $1 billion mark in revenues for all its various tournaments and merchandising. So to put that in perspective, aerospace to Kentucky is 14 times what the NCAA is worth to the entire country. That's how big and important aerospace is, and very few people even know about it. There are more than 600 aerospace companies in Kentucky involved in the industry that employs more than 18,000 of us. In fact, only Washington State has an economic output in aerospace that exceeds ours. Many of the big names are familiar names to you: Boeing, Lockheed, and GE Aviation. These facilities and others create a wide array of products, including aircraft brakes, jet engines, control systems, plastics, turbines, engineered thermal sprays, weapon systems, and drone video and mapping technologies. There are also many smaller companies like Space Tango. This company is one of only a handful of entities in the world that have their own lab on the International Space Station conducting experiments. Our universities are also playing a critical role, and one example is Morehead State University. Morehead is one of only 5 universities in the country that offers an undergraduate degree in space systems engineering, which provides a 21st century education for 21st century jobs. Graduates in the last few years have a 100% job placement record with high starting salaries to match. Perhaps even more exciting is Morehead's Lunar Ice Cube mission. This small CubeSat is scheduled to launch in late 2020 on board NASA's newest, most powerful rocket that will send Americans back to the moon in the next 5 to 8 years. Lunar Ice Cube is designed to survey the lunar surface for water and other volatile gases that will be a valuable resource for future colonies and in using the moon as a gateway to Mars. So the next time you're out stargazing and see that bright moon in the sky, remember later next year, our state will be sending a satellite to search for water on the moon. But that this project represents just the tip of the iceberg of what's going on here. I'll drink to that. Our Island Universe is produced by WMKY in cooperation with Physics, Earth Science, and Space Systems Engineering at Morehead State University, home to the Ronald G. Eaglin Space Science Center. Learn more at moreheadstate.edu/star theater.
It's 4:47 and 48 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Jonathan Burton and Kenny Lee Roberts, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. Thank you so much for joining us on this Monday afternoon. Lori Likens has a look at sports right after this timeout.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes in the Laughlin Building are open to the public for birthday parties, youth groups, by the hour or per game pricing. Cosmic Bowling features disco and black lights, open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. For more information and reservations, the phone number is 606-776-3457.
The Eagles picked up their first win on Sunday. For WMKY Sports, I'm Lori Likens.
Morehead State women's basketball picked up its first win of the year over St. Francis on Sunday. Coming off 3 straight 20-plus win seasons, MSU has seen much of its upper class move on. Head coach Greg Todd has a much younger team this year and says it will take time for the newcomers to get their footing.
We're playing 3 freshmen, significant minutes. You know, my 6 years here, we have never had 3 freshmen that have had as much impact on our team. So yeah, it is a little different, and everything is new to them.
The Eagles host Midway Tuesday before heading to Lexington to take on 13th ranked Kentucky. Tip off between Midway and Morehead State is set for 6 p.m. tomorrow night. The Morehead State softball team has received national letters of intent from 7 future Eagles as it looks to build for future success. Endia Moeller, Peyton Jordan, Lennon Spicer, Aaron Boyle, Jen Clausen, Carissa Sabelhaus, and Josie Weffer have signed their commitments to play their collegiate careers for second-year head coach Samantha Jones. Jones says a tough season in the spring of 2019 didn't deter this class of recruits.
It's keeping them here and even more excited to get here to, you know, keep proving people wrong, but adding in, you know, their determination, their dedication, their passion for the game and their work ethic. And I think that's what makes this group really special is they're our workhorses. And, you know, I'm super excited to get them here in August and get working with them.
The current signees will enroll at Morehead State beginning in the fall semester of 2020. Wrapping up regular season play on Saturday, 2 Morehead State volleyball student athletes hit significant milestones against Murray State. WMKY's Joe Lewis has more.
Freshman setter Bridget Bessler surpassed 1,000 assists on the season, while junior outside hitter Olivia Lohmeyer exceeded 500 kills on the year. Bessler is the 14th setter in Morehead State history to reach 1,000 career assists, becoming the third player in the last three seasons to reach the mark. She is also just the fifth freshman in program history to pass out 1,000 assists in a season, and the first since Casey Garland in 2001. Lohmeyer is the first Eagle since Ellie Robinson in 2012 to reach 500 kills in a season, and only the eighth player in school history to record that feat. As the regular season comes to a close, Morehead State turns its preparation to the 2019 Ohio Valley Conference Tournament. The Eagles enter the event as the fourth overall seed, matching up with fifth seed Austin Peay Thursday at 4:30 p.m. For WMKY Sports, I'm Joe Lewis.
Several area high schools are headed to the elite rounds of the 2019 UK Orthopedics KHSAA Commonwealth Gridiron Bowl. West Carter will face off with Beechwood this week. The Comets are coming off a 50-12 win over Shelby Valley last Friday to advance. The 2A West Carter team stands 9-3 this season. At 10-2 on the season, Fleming County is in the running for the 3A championship. The Panthers beat Mason County 35-7 on Friday. They'll face off with Bell County this Friday. One town in the WMKY listening area will send two schools to the next round. Paintsville Independent will face off with Williamsburg in the 1A contest this Friday. The Tigers are 9-3 this season, coming off a 32-18 win over Raceland Friday. Finally, Johnson Central is looking for the 4A title. The undefeated Golden Eagles beat Harlan County 50-6 on Friday. They'll face off with Wayne County at home this weekend. Kentucky football scored a 38-14 road win over Vanderbilt on Saturday. The Commodores jumped out a 14-3 after the first quarter, but the Wildcats scored 35 between the second and third quarters to take control. Head coach Mark Stoops says his team put in a strong performance in less than ideal weather.
Nasty night, very windy. And tough conditions, and really appreciate the way we fought it out, and love the way the defense played really all night. We gave up the one play early. Lonnie kind of lost his footing, got beat in the one-on-one situation, but really played a good game the rest of the game, and just appreciate their effort.
The Wildcats even their record at 5-5 with the win. Up next for Kentucky is a home date with UT Martin on Saturday. Kickoff for that game is at 3:30. Duke is back at number one in the College Men's Basketball Associated press poll. WMKY's Greg Jenkins has the story.
Duke can thank Evansville for moving up a spot following a pair of victories last week. Duke moved to number one for the first time this season, receiving 52 first-place votes from the 65-member media panel in the Associated Press Men's College Basketball poll released Monday. The Blue Devils climbed a spot after unranked Evansville pulled off the season's biggest surprise so far by knocking off previous number one Kentucky. Number two Louisville received 8 first-place votes, and number three Michigan State, the preseason number one, had 4. Kansas and North Carolina rounded out the top 5, with number 7 Virginia receiving the final first-place vote, 1 spot behind Maryland. Kentucky was the overwhelming pick at number 1 last week, receiving all but 1 first-place vote after knocking off previous number 1 Michigan State in its opener. The Wildcats dropped to number 9 this week with the 67-64 loss to Evansville in Lexington. For WMKY Sports, I'm Greg Jenkins.
And finally, in sports this afternoon, it's time for Kentucky fans to give back to Beat Tennessee in this year's Big Blue Crush Blood Drive. The drive helps ensure the Kentucky Blood Center and the Medic Region Blood Center in Knoxville, Tennessee, have an ample supply for the holiday season. Last year, Tennessee fans snapped Kentucky's 8-year win streak, collecting 3,057 donors to Kentucky's 2,739. Kentucky donors will receive a limited edition long sleeve crush t-shirt, a McDonald's coupon, and a chance to win a 4-pack of lower level tickets to the Kentucky Louisville football game on November 30th at Kroger Field. Donors may give at any KBC mobile blood drive or donor center. KBC donor centers are open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. from November 18th to the 22nd. And that's going to do it for sports. For WMKY, I'm Lori Likens.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Football welcomes Stetson this weekend for Senior Day and their final home game of the season. Kickoff on Saturday is 1 p.m. Tickets and more information from the Eagle Athletic Office at 783-2089 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks posted fresh records intraday before closing little changed as investors digested mixed signals around U.S.-China trade talks. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a gain of 31.33 at a record close of 28,036.22, but well off of earlier highs. The S&P 500 was up 1.57 at 3122.03. And the NASDAQ Composite was up 9.11 at 8549.94. Disney was the best-performing Dow stock, rising 2%, and real estate and consumer staples both gained around 0.6% to lead S&P 500 sectors higher. The major averages fell back in the afternoon after it was reported that Chinese officials are pessimistic about the prospect of a U.S.-China trade deal. China is troubled by President Trump saying recently the U.S. would not roll back tariffs, as had previously been anticipated. And this report came after Chinese state media said over the weekend that China and the U.S. had, quote, constructive trade talks, noting U.S. Trade Representative Lighthizer and Treasury Secretary Mnuchin talked with Chinese Vice Premier Li Hui about the core issues of a Phase 1 trade agreement. Over the past month, of course, the Dow and S&P are both up more than 4%, and the NASDAQ is up almost 6%. So many market analysts are also looking for the markets to consolidate their recent gains and possibly slow their recent climb. In corporate news, Coty shares gained more than 2% after the company announced a 51% stake in Kylie Cosmetics, Kylie Jenner's makeup company. In the commodities markets, oil was actually down 1.5% after a very strong week last week, finishing at $56.86 a barrel. Gold was up 0.25% at $1,471.80 an ounce. Overseas in Europe, stocks were quiet with the Stock 600 index unchanged. And in Asia, markets were strong with the Hang Seng up 1.375% and the Shanghai Composite up 0.625%. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Community Trust Bank down 23 cents at 44.05, CSX down 59 cents at 71.02, Kroger up a quarter at 27, Marathon Petroleum down 16 cents at 64.53, and PPL was down 27 cents to finish at 33.64. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird.
Support for MSPR comes from the Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling. The public is invited to a screening of While I Breathe, I Hope. Part of the Meet the Maker film series, discussion follows with director Emily Harold. Reception at the Gateway Regional Arts Center begins at 5:30 p.m. on Tuesday, November 19th. Support provided by the NEA, South Arts, AA, and Mary Page Fund, and the Southern Circuit Tour of Independent Filmmakers.
Taking a look at some events coming up around the region, the community is invited to a book reading by author Janice Morgan. She will read and sign copies of her book, Suspended Sentence, a Memoir, at Coffee Tree Books on Main Street in Moorhead at 6 p.m. on Thursday, November 21st.
The MSU Adult Learning Center provides new books to children through a storybook Christmas. Books may be donated at Moorhead State Public Radio until Friday, November 29th, or at other locations throughout Moorhead and Round County. Financial gifts are also accepted. More information at 783-2871.
The Star Theater at Moorhead State University offers public planetarium shows every Saturday at 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. Each one-hour show features a full dome video presentation followed by a star talk highlighting what visitors can see in their own backyard. Schedule and visitor information is found at moorheadstate.edu/starTheater.
The Community Recycling Center, located near the Moorhead City Park, offers paper and document shredding services for Moorhead and Round County residents, community groups, businesses, and industry. Cost is $15 per hour, secure and confidential. Drop off or pick up by appointment at 784-1250.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, Shaw Marie Mosley, Zoe Hall, Cody Robinson, Wyatt Melton, and Keneally Roberts. WUKY's Josh James, the Robert Baird Company's Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from Moorhead State University's Star Theater Director, Chanel Varani. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY, Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Jonathan Burton and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.